I think the sort of standard is people shouldn't pay over 30% of their, I assume, take-home income, not pre-tax income. But so the thing is, if you make a couple thousand bucks a month take-home, then in theory you shouldn't pay more than $600 for rent, utilities, and that's pretty much impossible. And so there's for single people, I would say you've got to keep finding a roommate somehow to make that work so you can actually get ahead. The small working single mom with a kid or two, I don't know how we're going to kind of make that work very well, but affordable housing has got to be something that you can actually make work in your budget that doesn't dominate all of your expenses. And so there's a lot of rentals in town, and we just have to figure out some way to make them get more somehow. We don't want to chop up more single family houses into apartments just to make the apartments more affordable, but we've got to figure out some way to kind of revitalize some of the older neighborhoods, some of the older housing. And maybe that's something that the city's workforce housing money could do, would be to somehow incentivize taking some of those old houses, fixing them up, and then making them somehow, allowing them to be affordable, and we'll get houses fixed up, find a place for people to live that's a little bit more affordable maybe. We need to explore those things. I don't have any great options, but we've got to try to revitalize some of the older housing and figure out some way, if we could make that work, pencil it out to where it makes sense to try to do that on an affordable basis.